This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so I'm sorry. It just gets crazier and crazier. But the president is back home, okay? Kind of half the country breathed a huge sigh of relief. The other half of the country was like, I told you so. But just, you know, everybody calm down. In fact, I think there was a professor. I got to look up the story where she was tweeting that she hoped Donald Trump was going to die. She got fired. And I agree with that. I think it doesn't matter what political side of the aisle you're on. You know, somebody's battling something, you know, and it's a virus and you might not like them. But to, you know, wish dead on somebody. Well, you know, maybe she didn't need to be fired, but. Yeah, people are obviously showing their not-so-pretty side. And we saw a lot of not-so-pretty sides yesterday when the President Trump compared COVID to the flu. Okay? Oh, man, everybody got their panties all up in a bunch. So was he right or wrong? Well, if he's talking, like, literally, nah, he's wrong. Okay? COVID's not like the flu. If he's talking figuratively, I see where he's coming from. So, okay, where is he wrong? Okay, so obviously COVID is not like the flu. This COVID thing, we have no idea what it could do to us. There's a report that 80% of people with COVID might have some sort of neurological symptoms that persist, you know, whether it's the lack of taste or the lack of smell. Let me see where this is coming from. This report is coming out of I Apologize. These are the hospitalized, these are hospitalized COVID patients. Hospitalized COVID patients may still have neurological issues, which is something that I've been very, very concerned about, because when people do lose their sense of taste and sense of smell for a long extended period of time, you know, I just can't blame the mucosa that's, you know, directly involved. You just kind of wonder if there's something more central going on, central meaning possibly something in the brain. And that scares me about COVID. COVID also is different in that the way it attacks you, you know, has a little bit of an unpredictable sort of course. You know, with the flu, we've dealt with flu so long, comes on hard, fever spikes day 1, 2, maybe 3, it goes down. By day 5, 6, 7, you're done, you're good, you go back to work, and everybody's happy. COVID is not like that. It starts more insidiously. It has a whole variety of different clusters of symptoms. Some get more GI symptoms, like diarrhea and nausea. Some get more of the respiratory symptoms. And then some people are saying, look, I felt tired for weeks. You know, I felt short of breath for weeks. I coughed for weeks. So COVID is different, okay? And then we don't have a vaccine for it, right? We also don't have an antiviral over-the-counter in pill form that we could take like we do with flu, like Tamiflu, which we're going to talk about in a little bit later today. So obviously there's differences. However, the topic keeps coming up where I think Donald Trump is exactly right on, where we've been living with sneezing and coughing, and I had said this early on, all this time, people have coughed and sneezed, and we didn't shut down the world, shut down the economy. Now, people like me are working. I'm working. People in healthcare are working. Essential workers are working. So we're thinking to ourselves, yeah, everybody stay back, everybody lock down. But if you are one of the hundreds of millions that don't have a job, that lost your business, your question is, okay, when does this end? I'm thinking COVID might not end. Where President Trump might be right is we might have to learn to live with this like the flu. And we've said this before on the show, and that's a horrible reality because we see anywhere from, 20 to 80,000 people die each year of the flu, despite vaccine and despite medication. So if COVID is here to stay, the problem is it's still, since we're still in shutdown and lockdown mode, once you kind of made that move, you can't kind of go back and say, okay, well, we're going to open up, we're going to open up again, and then people die, and then, you know, politicians lose their jobs. So at one point, at some point, we're going to have to, and I don't know when that point is, say, you know what, we got to live with this. We can't have all these kids never go back to school again. You know, we can't be, you know, putting medical students and dental students on hold. Many of them are back. I think the majority of them went back early this summer. But still, their teaching has been limited and because of COVID. Well, and I understand we got to protect everybody. I get that. But if we're going to be living in a COVID world, you know, just like we're living in a flu world, in a tuberculosis world, in a world that has super gonorrhea and HIV and MRSA, then the medical students or the dental students or, you know, need to be trained and need to know how to still do their art in spite of everything going on. You know, locking down had merits, and it might have saved lives, and it might have made us rethink and all learn about, you know, microbiology and look at flu a little differently, and maybe we're going to save lives in the long run. But how realistic is it to stay, you know, locked down and not continuing your education and not celebrating Easter or celebrating the Jewish holidays or, you know, the Muslim holidays and you know, being at home on Zoom. And it's going to take some cojones, and it's not going to be an easy decision for somebody to say, look, COVID's going to be here probably for years, whether we have the vaccine or not. People are going to die, and you know, life is going to have to go on with that sad, you know, truth that this is, you know, as a doctor, we don't want one person to die. As a politician, you don't want one person to die. As a parent, you don't want to hear one person dying. You just don't. But as Trump had said, and as many others had said, well, then, you know, why didn't we do this during last flu season or the flu season before that? So COVID is not the flu. It's very different from the flu, but someone's got to figure out how we're going to move forward. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we speak a lot about education and the disparity in some of the quality of education that kids get. And we've discuss charter schools and how we're seeing how they fill in some very crucial gaps. And I'm very, very excited about my next guest. It's Superintendent Cheryl Turner of Sugar Creek Charter School, calling us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Ms. Turner, thank you for joining us. We are really excited about you being able to kind of share what's been going on in the whole charter school world.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so, many people don't understand. Charter schools are public schools, but they operate privately. Can you kind of explain the difference between charter schools and public schools?
Well, charter schools are public schools. They are totally publicly funded, mm-hmm. But they have independent boards, so a nonprofit organization in North Carolina, the way it works is a nonprofit applies for a charter. That's what the contract is called. That's why they're called charters. That applies for a charter to run a public school. So the school is independent of the school districts, mm-hmm. but it is a public school open to any child in the state of North Carolina.
Okay, that's fantastic. And charter schools throughout the United States are growing. I mean, it's a huge expansion of our educational system. What advantages do charter schools offer over public schools? Even though they're public, I get. But how should I differentiate non-charter? Should I say non-charter public schools?
Yes, or district schools.
District schools. Yes, yeah, yeah. What sort of advantages do the charter schools offer?
Well, one of the things is the ability to be flexible, because we're not a huge, large organization. But I think the thing that charter schools bring to our community is that it's an alternative. Particularly the way district schools are set up in most places, children are assigned to schools. And if you happen to be assigned to a school that's not a good school, that's a failing school, you have no other choices. Mm-hmm. Charter schools are an option. They're another choice to give parents for areas where their school just isn't performing at the level that they need.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, one thing I've also noticed is many district schools, it's a all-in-one or one-size-fits-all learning, whereas charter schools might be more neighborhood-focused. And so if you have, children who are Latino and maybe English is a second language, they have more flexibility, correct, in terms of changing the curriculum?
Exactly. Charter schools are mission driven, and every school has its own mission, which allows parents then too to find the environment that's going to be the best for their child.
Right. And you know, you've been a superintendent, you know, for a while. So you know, with education, it's, you know, kids learn, I get so frustrated with this because I went to 12 schools and it was, you know, this is how you have to learn. And if you don't get it, you know, there's something wrong with you. But, you know, we're different. And a lot of times our culture kind of molds the way that we, you know, look at information.
Absolutely. And there's research that shows there are specific teaching strategies that work better for some children. But when you always teach to the middle, then you aren't necessarily meeting all those needs.
That's so true. Now, tell us about the I Am Black campaign.
The I Am Black campaign is people saying, I am black, I support charter schools, and I vote. And it's designed to combat some of the misinformation that's out there, that somehow charter schools don't serve black children, which is just absolutely not true. 70% of the students who attend charter schools in the United States are students of color. 3.3 million children are in these schools. So the information that somehow that charter schools are designed to be free private schools so that people can get out of the public schools, that's not the case. The charter schools were designed to provide an opportunity gap for people who did not have opportunity.
That's great. That's fantastic. It's interesting. So I'm in the Southern Nevada. Our district school system closed down virtual, but I believe our charter schools are open. How is that working in North Carolina? Are the schools are the schools open during COVID, or are they virtual learning?
We have a mixture of both. We are not open to all students, so you either have to be hybrid or you're virtual. Our school is totally virtual this year, up to at least until December, because we had to take into account who our population was. Our children are at higher risk with this disease, and our parents just weren't ready to come back in the building. Plus, there are rules about how many kids you can put on the bus, and 80% of our kids ride the bus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. We are speaking to Cheryl Turner, superintendent of Sugar Creek Charter School. You know, you're being a superintendent. I take your word for it over many of the other voices that has been discussing how education should be during this COVID era. How with the hybrid approach versus virtual versus trying to get the kids back to school, you know, what do you think is the best way to move forward while we're still in this, you know, COVID Aaron, which might not, you know, resolve. We just spoke about this in the last segment. Might not go away anytime soon.
Obviously, having students in school is number one priority. That would be the best option. However, it may not be the best option for safety at this time. And for our school, the way we looked at it, we can provide a better quality product if we go virtual than we can if we go hybrid, because we don't have the staff to run two schools, which is essentially, in order to do that well, you would need to be able to have, you'd need to be able to run a school for the children who are in school, and you'd need to be able to run a school for the children who were out at that time. We didn't feel like we could do that as well as we can do providing a remote opportunity. And we have 1,700 children, and we are meeting the needs of 1,700 children remotely.
That's fantastic. How about Wi-Fi and internet access with the student population? Have you, in my neck of the woods, we still have a huge percentage of kids not being able to access virtual. How were you guys able to, you know, combat that challenge?
We have 1,647 computers out right now.
Wow.
We provided devices for all of our students. And we have 155 hotspots out for students who did not have internet capability. But we saw to it that all of our students have the ability to be able to participate remotely.
Gosh, man, that's wonderful. That, you know, that's, and that costs money. You know, there was some discussion that some school districts, you know, chose virtual because, you know, it saved money. But it almost looks like, did you notice that the cost was almost equitable, if not higher, because you had to go so much more tech?
It actually was higher for us because we had to put out so much tech, but it was what we needed to do. Our motto at our school is whatever it takes, and it was what we needed to do to make sure that all of our students had access.
Amen, amen, whatever it takes. I hear you. We're speaking with Cheryl Turner, Superintendent, Sugar Creek Charter Schools. So, you know, you're very involved in, you know, obviously the black community and with the I Am Black campaign. What would you like to see, you know, in terms of education and you know, movement in terms of, you know, fixing the disparity or you know, ending the disparity that happens with education across racial lines?
Well, first of all, I know for a fact, being a black woman, having raised two black children, that there is nothing wrong with the children. The opportunity gap is a lie. And it's about what we as educators are doing. It is not about the children. And so what I'd like to see is children to have an opportunity to go to schools where that's what the people who are running the schools and teaching believe, and therefore that's what they expect from the students, because when we do that, we find that our students don't have a gap. There's no reason for them to have a gap. And so I want to see those opportunities as much as possible, and very often in charter schools, that's where that's happening.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, and you know, I got a text from one of our listeners. Charter schools do not cost money for the family, correct? Because they're public.
Absolutely. They're absolutely free.
Wow.
And we participate in the child nutrition program, so children who qualify for free and reduced lunch also get free and reduced lunch in charters.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, you know, in the last 30 seconds, tell people how they could find you and what they could do to help.
Well, the best way to help is to go to charterswork.com, and there'll be opportunities there to participate. The biggest thing is to let the people who are running for office know that this is an important opportunity in our community.
Absolutely. Ms. Turner, thank you so much. I can't wait to have you back, and good luck, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warned of potentially tragic economic consequences if Congress and the White House don't provide more stimulus. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
Biden making those comments Monday at a town hall in Miami, the former vice president campaigning in Pennsylvania later today. USA Radio News. Hurricane Delta keeps getting stronger as it blows through the Caribbean. The storm became a hurricane Monday night and muscled up to a Category 2 extremely dangerous hurricane early Wednesday. Hurricane Delta is on track to hit the Gulf Coast by Friday with the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and heavy rain from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. An Arkansas police officer has died and another was injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The officer killed is identified as Kevin Collins, a five-year veteran of the force. He was serving in the violent crimes unit. The second officer who was shot, Lieutenant Ralph Isaac, is in stable condition. There were two of three officers involved in an investigation at a motel when shots were exchanged between the officers and at least one suspect. The Arkansas State Police has taken over the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe red will flush your cheeks. Maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, boy, everybody's really, really concerned about President Trump's health. It's kind of interesting, right? All of a sudden, everybody wants to know how he's doing, okay? Is it that they want to know that how he's doing because, you know, they like him as a president, or is it because they're kind of hoping that, you know, he doesn't make it? So, the discussion of the president's personal medical data and details came up during a press conference yesterday with Dr. Sean Conley. I think he's doing a great job. It's nice to see physicians handle the media well. You know, I mean, he's no Kayleigh McEnany, but, you know, he handles it well. But there was something that the media kind of jumped on with him when he was asked certain medical details. Dr. Conley said, with HIPAA, I can't disclose. He didn't say it like that, but he basically you know, cited HIPAA as preventing them from revealing those certain pieces. And so I've been asked, where are we at with HIPAA and the president? We've spoken about this. We discussed this with Hillary Clinton and her becoming syncable. You know, I believe it was a September 11th event years ago. And we've discussed this with multiple politicians and leaders and celebrities. And, you know, how much privacy do they get? Well, technically, right, HIPAA is supposed to protect the Health Information Privacy Act. It's supposed to protect everybody. Technically, the president is supposed to be protected by HIPAA. If the president wanted to, he could say, it's none of your business. Where it gets sticky is if, and I'm sure he would say this, none of your damn business. You don't need to know about my colonoscopy. Remember when we heard about President Bush's colonoscopy? We were like, ooh, really had to hear about that. I mean, if I ever ran for president, you guys would be hearing all about my issues. Every time I went for my mammogram, because I'd probably be tweeting. You know, it's interesting. If I was president, I would probably be tweeting a lot, and I would probably have this very open sort of transparent presidency, because I'm a lot like President Trump in that I don't like people talking crap about me that's wrong. You know, I mean, if something's right, you know, like, I need to brush my teeth better. You know, I'm not going to argue with that. You know, I really do need to spend more time brushing my teeth, or, you know, my butt should be a little smaller. But, you know, when we're talking about, you know, oh, my gosh, well, she's on a ventilator, I'm going to be like, no, I'm not. Thank God. No, I'm not. Oh, she's lying about this. I'm not lying. Here's the proof. And again, that defense gets you into trouble. And President Trump has been playing defense. He's been playing defense so much that sometimes he gets caught in traps. So he's got to realize that, you know, media is setting traps for him. And then he kind of does something even more outrageous and then kind of digs himself a hole. But, you know, that's President Trump. That's him. My presidency and Dr. Dahlia's presidency would be very, very transparent, except for the pap smear. No one's going to see that. But mammogram, you'll all know if I get my mammogram. You'll all know about my colonoscopy, just like you all know now. So the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, I apologize for calling it the Privacy Act, but it's the Health Information Privacy Act, but that's not what it is. The Health Information Insurance, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. It's supposed to protect your medical records. And this HIPAA is so airtight that when I had a grandmother who was intubated and the family in Florida, you know, had trouble understanding what was going on and wanted me to translate and discern what was going on and get involved, you know, nurses, physicians, and appropriately so, said, sorry, we can't talk to you. I'm like, oh, gosh, she's my grandmother. So, of course, I flew out there, and, you know, and I wanted to, and I was there bedside and all that. And unfortunately, she passed, but luckily I was able to still see her. She was able to look at me, and it's really, you know, people think that you're completely under when you're ventilated and all that. No, 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 she knew who I was, and that's always kind of hard to think about. I'm not going to cry, but, I'm a physician. I am a physician in the family. Family members said, please talk to her. Nothing until I got there in person. And, you know, there's better ways to do that and to, you know, allow there to be, you know, discourse about somebody's medical care. But if you as a patient did not sign, you know, that your medical information could be shared, it's private and it should be. The issue I have, though, with HIPAA, and where I think people are having issues with what happened with President Trump and all that, is there's not a lot of consistency and there's a lot of hypocrisy with it. So the Health Insurance, right, Portability and Accountability Act that is supposed to guarantee a patient's privacy doesn't really seem to always hold when you have multiple people working on an insurance claim that has a person's name, it has their code, right? The nurse writes the code, or the doctor writes the code, then the biller has to submit the code, then somebody in the insurance company receives the code, then somebody supervises the billing, then they go back, because, you know, the computers sometimes don't automatically pay. There has to be sometimes discussion and review and then authorization. And then somebody calls the doctor's office saying, why are we approving this, you know, for this diagnosis? So sometimes you have half a dozen people all up in your business with that one diagnosis code, when we thought HIPAA was supposed to be more airtight. The same thing with politicians. Technically, if President Trump goes to the hospital, HIPAA's supposed to protect. Nobody's supposed to be asking. If they do ask, sorry, HIPAA. You know, we're not going to tell you if his gown was open. Everybody can see his tushy. We're not going to tell you what his urine output was. We're not going to tell you what his stool culture looked like. We're not going to tell you what color his sputum was. Okay? It's protected by HIPAA. But all things change when we're looking at, well, you know, we need to know if the president is able to run the country. Now, HIPAA wasn't around when Woodrow Wilson had a stroke. We believe he had a stroke in office, and his wife ran things. Now, I believe the media doesn't want something like that happening, because if, you know, President Trump is not fit for duty, then, you know, we need then Vice President Pence to take over. Vice President Pence can't take over, then Nancy Pelosi takes over. So there's a huge interest in the American people, obviously, in if their president is fit for duty and how healthy the president was. So there was all this discussion the other day about oxygen, and everybody said Dr. Conley lied about the oxygen. You know, nobody wants to talk about the oxygen. And, you know, people keep asking, why was the oxygen such a big deal? If the president was on oxygen or not, what was the big deal? Well, the big deal was, and you saw that in yesterday's press conference, and I had said this earlier, somebody would try to make a case that if somebody was on oxygen, they weren't for a period of time at their ideal oxygenation state, which would allow them to think as clearly as they could and operate as clearly as they could. And somebody requiring oxygen could start to lead a group down the case that maybe somebody needs to take over, or the president might not be able to take over or continue his duties. So the oxygenation, was he on oxygen, was he not, was an issue that I believe the White House wanted to brush over until he was off, you know, oxygen if he needed it. Now, personally, needing oxygen and being off and on oxygen doesn't necessarily mean you still don't have your full mentation and you can't still do your job. There's people on oxygen all the time still at work. There's people, you know, with COPD and, you know, lung issues, and they're on oxygen and they work for Boeing and they do, you know, whatever. But, you know, hearing that the president might have had respiratory difficulty makes one wonder if during those few minutes of time he was at his strongest and able to run the country. The other thing, too, is, you know, you watch the similarities between President Trump and Boris Johnson from the UK. While Boris Johnson was admitted to the ICU, he did assign another leader, political leader, to be in his place. Now, mind you, Boris Johnson was in the ICU. President Trump was never in the ICU. From what we understand, he was in a presidential palace in Walter Reed, okay? With a dinette, the whole dining room table. I think there was even china there. Dang, that's kind of nice. That's a nice hospital. You know, considering what I had to eat, you know, for hospital food and how I had to eat, I had to basically, you know, sometimes just squat near a wall, right, trying to shovel in my food as quickly as I could before I had to deliver the next baby. So, you know, when it comes to HIPAA, from what I'm seeing, it's going to be used as it needs to be. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date.
go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're watching Hurricane Delta, and apparently it has rapidly strengthened already to a Category 4. It was not supposed to. Supposed to stay Category 3 until tomorrow, but they believe it's already strengthened to a Category 4. The Caribbean has been a hotbed, obviously, for storms, and we're already in the fourth, is this the fourth Greek letter? Since we've gone through all the letters of the alphabet with the hurricane names, so now it's called Delta. And I think the last time this happened was 2005, so we've kind of broken multiple records in terms of hurricane season. And they believe it's going to, as it gets closer to the Yucatan Peninsula, stay at Category 4. Then it's going to strike the northern U.S. Gulf Coast later this week, we believe on Friday. They think it is going to be a formidable hurricane at landfall along the Gulf Coast. They say interest from the upper Texas coast and Louisiana to the Florida panhandle should monitor the progress of this system closely. Interest, meaning those that have an interest in what's going on. I think that's all of us, but I get what they're saying. So Hurricane Delta had intensified into a Category 3 in the Caribbean, and then I believe is becoming now stronger with winds of 130 miles per hour. Storm is moving in the west-northwest at 16 miles per hour. Winds had increased over the last 24 hours by 85 miles per hour, which is double the criteria for the rapid intensification of a tropical cyclone. And that is at a wind speed increase of at least 35 miles per hour in 24 hours or less. So the fact that it sped up to 85 in a 24-hour period when it was, you know, when fast is 35, that's kind of big. So their intensification, they believe, is due to the environment of the highest ocean heat content anywhere in the tropical Atlantic basin. You know, the Caribbean kind of is more warm. And low wind shear, nice moist air for it to brew and grow. So it is a region notorious for rapid intensification for October. So this isn't that odd, seeing a Gulf storm or a Caribbean storm moving to the Gulf. It's just, gosh, we've had so many this year. So hurricane warning currently is in effect from Tulum to Dizalam, Mexico, including Cancun and Cozumel. And then hurricane conditions are expected in this area by early Wednesday. Tropical storm warning has been issued for the Cayman Islands and western Cuba, where tropical storm conditions are expected Tuesday and Wednesday. So what's going to happen is as it passes over the Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, rather than weakening, we think it's going to be stronger. They actually think this is going to be the strongest hurricane strike on Cancun in 15 years. Now, I think Wilma was the one that stalled and then destroyed so many of the hotels. I had my honeymoon in Cancun, and that was 24 years ago. And when we heard that many of the hotels got destroyed by a hurricane, I believe it was Wilma. So Cancun has kind of recovered from that, and temporarily until then COVID, and then now this. So, you know, hopefully it just speeds through, doesn't hover, and, you know, because it's the stalling issue. So once it passes the Yucatan Peninsula, they think the Hurricane Delta will eventually turn northward toward the U.S. Gulf Coast. So rather than making a beeline for Texas, it might turn, make a 90-degree turn, and then hit Louisiana. And then from there, they don't know exactly what will happen. Now, apparently, there is a lot of the Gulf water is cooler, obviously, because of the higher latitude. So they're hoping that that will weaken the storm. But they do fear that by landfall, it'll still be at least hurricane 2 stages. So too early to tell right now. I don't know how you guys do it. See, I live in Nevada, so it's, you know, dry. We complain about our heat, and we complain about a lot of the dust. You know, we complain about the wildfire smoke, but, man, we have a kind of lucky. I cannot imagine having to be on the, you know, on a beautiful Gulf where, you know, every other week we're being told, oh, there could be another, you know, another storm, and you have to leave, and you're like, well, does anybody know? You only really have a couple days notice. I don't do well with that. I mean, I like to plan. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I believe Joe Biden got himself into trouble again, and I'm having some issues here. So it went viral. He had been, I believe he was speaking in Tampa, Florida, to veterans. And, you know, Joe Biden, again, nice guy, but he, you know, he has issues when he tries to go off the cuff, and, yeah. So he was describing how he had the luxury of staying at home during the pandemic because, quote, some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf. Now, apparently, these comments were made in September, but the clip went viral after somebody found it and put it out there. Now, he had been speaking to veterans, and he was probably trying to say that, you know, essential workers allowed, which is, you know, something that, you know, we've discussed and we all, you know, are grateful for our essential workers that, you know, manned the grocery stores and manned the, you know, gas stations, man and woman, and stood their post throughout the whole, you know, pandemic, allowed people who had jobs to work from home. I mean, somebody had to operate Netflix, somebody had to operate the power company. And we talked about how the lockdown wasn't really a lockdown because you still had a huge proportion of the population needing to make things run so we could have the lockdown. It really wasn't a true lockdown. You know, being able to still operate your computer and still being able to, you know, have power and get your food from Uber Eats meant there were people not on lockdown and there were essential workers. Well, Joe Biden had said to the audience that he had said that, well, why in the hell would you say that, Biden? You just talked about all these difficulties. Well, I tell you why, because the American public, their blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They're saying, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf, he says, or a young Hispanic is out there. These dreamers are out there, 60,000 of them acting as first responders and nurses and docs. He said, or all of a sudden people are realizing, my Lord, these people have done so much, not just black, white, across the board, have done so much for me. We can do this. We can get things done. So, there was obviously a lot of, shall we say, criticism of his remarks by people of all races. And, we live in a time where if you're trying to say something, and like I said, he was probably trying to say, and I'm not here to defend Joe Biden, but probably trying to say, look, you know, many of us were able to benefit, you know, and do lockdown and not be exposed to COVID because others put their lives on the line. And a huge majority of those people were people of race, of various races. But when, you know, it looks like he corrected himself saying, then he started to expand on, you know, everybody, people, Latino, white, etc. So, you know, I don't know how somebody runs for office appropriately in this day and age where, you know, videos and sentences and fragments. And I mean, look at what happened with, you know, Donald Trump during the debate. And it's an absolute cluster. And I think the reason why people have asked, why am I just so calm with everything going on with the election? And it's a very, very contentious election. And there's going to be some, you know, crazy stuff happening in the next 4 weeks. It's because I know that no candidate is perfect. I know that politics is a game. And yeah, I'm scared about certain decisions that are going to be made and that, you know, and certain courses of the country. I mean, Obamacare was so devastating to healthcare, you know, with the exception of the pre-existing conditions. But, I do worry, but I also realize that when a politician gets elected, you know, they can't fix everything. So, yeah, 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.